Midwest Pete with Tom Lounges is made possible by Merivale's Broadway Glass and Customs, providing auto, commercial, and residential glass replacement for more than 15 years. 219-88-GLASS or BroadwayGlass.net. Welcome to another edition of Midwest Beat. I'm Tom Lounges. My friend Charlie Daniels has been on this program numerous times over the past few years, and, well, he's back again tonight because he's got a brand spanking new live album, the Charlie Daniels Band Live at Billy Bob's Texas, and I'll tell you, it's a hoot. We're going to talk to Charlie Daniels in just a minute, but first let's open up this show the way Charlie opens up the album with a fan favorite. Live from Billy Bob's, it's Southern Boy. That's a classic fan favorite from the CDB catalog, Southern Boy. You're listening to Midwest Beat. I'm Tom Lounges, your host, and my friend Charlie Daniels should be on the other line when we pick up. So let's find out if he's there to talk about the new album, Charlie Daniels Band Live at Billy Bob's, Texas. Hello, hello. Who's on the phone?
Tom Lounges. Charlie Daniels, how are you?
Hi, Charlie. Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, my friend. Thank you.
You tour an awful lot. Why choose to tape the new live CD and DVD in Fort Worth at Billy Bob's, Texas? What was it about the venue that made it the perfect place on this wonderful tour that has covered all across America?
Well, for one thing, it's part of a series that's being done there. Quite a few people have done the Live at Billy Bob's series. I know Willie did one. Merle Haggard did one. I don't know, there's several people that have done a Live at Billy Bob's, and there is a company that records and releases these records, and they wanted us to do one. And, of course, we have played Billy Bob's a lot through the years, and it's just a perfect place to do a live album, because people walk through the door with a smile on their face. They come in to have fun. They're in a good mood. They're ready to hear some music. And so, you know, it's just a great place to go in, a great feel about it. So we went in and recorded what is our show. We just went through our show and they recorded it. That's what's on the record.
So it's a partnership deal, kind of like Cracker Barrel has with their own label?
Well, to some extent, I guess that's the way it works. I really don't know. We were just approached by them, and of course, we have our own label. We have Blue Hat label, so we can do an outside project anytime we want to for anybody, and it just seemed like something that was right down our alley, so we hopped right on it.
Well, Charlie, you know I see you any chance I get, and I caught you last October here in Chicago at Joe's on Weed Street, and I've got to tell you, the new CD, Live at Billy Bob's Texas, certainly captures the show that I saw you and the band perform that night.
I think they did a good job of it. I thought they brought it off real good. You know, you always wonder when you do a live album if it's going to carry over the fun that you were having, the fun that the crowd was having, the way the live performance came down, that there'll be a mistake once in a while on some of the instruments. Of course, nobody really notices that but us. But that's just the nature of a live show. And when it comes off, it's a beautiful thing. If they get what we're putting out on stage, we're very happy with it. And in this case, they did. You know, it's what you see is what you get.
I was very pleasantly surprised to see the album come out. I expected that if you were going to do a live album, you would have captured the 40th anniversary volunteer jam this past August that you did for Journey Home Project.
That is a job, and I'll tell you the reason why. You saw all the artists we had on.
Right.
Well, with every artist that you see on there, you're dealing with a different record company or a different manager. And basically, volunteer jam, we did not have the planning time on it that we had ordinarily had back in years gone by, that we'd have a whole year to plan it. This came up just a few months before when we discovered that Bridgestone Arena, where the Nashville Predators played, our hockey team, we'd been doing some things with them. I did a song for them to play at the hockey games, and they wanted to do the volunteer camp. Then we come out that found out that the city of Nashville wanted it back again. So we just started planning this thing. We took a weeknight and started putting out invitations, and we got incredible reaction. And so we went in to do the show just as a show, you know, not really thinking about recording it or filming it, because every artist you deal with, you got to go through their record company, their manager, and so what I'm saying is basically, if you don't have all that done in front, if you don't have those agreements made in front, you can forget it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just not going to happen. So this year we didn't have time to plan it, so we didn't even try to do it. I wish we could have, because that was one of the greatest collection of people we've ever had on a volunteer jam. So if we do it next year, maybe we'll do that.
The fact that it was in Nashville, did that lend itself to getting the talent you had, the Travis Tritts and the Montgomery Gentrys and Billy Rays?
Well, actually, no. Some of the guys, a lot of the guys live in proximity of Nashville. Travis lives in Georgia. Kev Nugent lives in Detroit. Skinner lives in Florida. Blackberry Smoke lives in Georgia. I mean, some of the people live there. Winona, of course, lives in the Nashville area. Quite a few of the people do, but not all of them do. That was not the big contributing factor, I don't think, to people coming. What happened, I think, was there's a whole generation of pickers out there that had heard about the volunteer jam, but they had never been a part of it. And it was, I think, a lot of people were anxious. And, of course, the cause that we did it for, the Journey Home Project, which is for veterans, I think that was a motivating factor, too. So we actually ended up raising over $300,000 that night for our charity. And
awesome.
Everybody contributed their time, and we paid nothing to expense. Nobody got paid, except the band got paid. We had kind of a house band there that worked all night long. But other than that, you know, the people came and did it, and just it was an incredible night.
You mentioned all the red tape and management issues and things and record labels. Was it like that back in the day with Wet Willie and Molly Hatchet and all the guys you used to work with?
Well, it was that way, but actually we were much more on the kind of terms. It was, hey, man, we want to record this. You guys in? You know, and it was like, yeah, let's do it.
That's how it seemed. That's why I was,
yeah.
You know, to hear how it's changed is saddening.
Well, it is. I mean, record companies are, some of them, especially the big ones, are extremely hard to deal with. I've got footage on Stevie Ray Vaughan, really good footage on Stevie Ray Vaughan from Volunteer Jam that need to be out, not for me to make money on, but the public needs to see it. I mean, it's great footage on Stevie Ray, but we can't do it because of the estate problems and this and that and the other. They won't let us release it. So I don't know. It's a sad thing in a way. Of course, I can see their part too. As far as, you know, getting products scattered around all over the place, but I wish we could. I would like to be able to go in, and I wish we could have recorded this one. This one would have been an incredible record DVD.
You mentioned it might happen again. Did it get your juices flowing and reminisce about how wonderful it was? And are we going to see something? Are you planning already?
I am probably 75% leaning toward doing it again, yeah.
In Nashville?
Next year. Yeah, if we do, it'll always be in Nashville. Okay. That's the home of the jam. We took a couple of shows out on the road and called it Volunteer Jam, but it was just about three artists. This was like 25 or so. We would do it in Nashville, and next time we will pick a weekend night.
One song I've always loved in your catalog, and I know it was important to you when you recorded it, and again, you're doing so much work with the vets and the Journey Home Project. I'm surprised I haven't heard it in a set in a while, and that is Still in Saigon. Of course, PTSD is still at the forefront of veterans' issues, and even if you updated it to include the newer wars, is there a reason you haven't done anything with that song lately?
Nothing, only that you only have enough room in a set for you know, like one of those tunes, really. It's more impactful if you don't keep overemphasizing what you're talking about. So I'm doing In America right now, which kind of encompasses all the wars, all the veterans, all our people serving. And I have not been doing Still in Saigon. I've not thrown it away. Don't get me wrong. In fact, I will probably do it somewhere down the line. But on this particular tour, I'm doing In America. That seems to be it fits the spot that I've got for it really well.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Said that America's fixing to fall, but speaking just for me and some people from Tennessee, we got everything our two to tell y'all. Now this here lady may have stumped, she ain't never failed. If our enemies don't believe that, they can all go straight to hell. We gotta put her feet back on the paths of righteousness, and then God bless America again. Never did think that it ever would happen again. In the music good years, you could never did think that we'd ever get together again. We dang show wounds, and we're walking real proud, and we're talking real loud again. Here in America, you never did think that it ever would happen again. From the sound of Long Island, out to San Francisco Bay, and everything that's in between them is our home. And we may have done just a little bit fighting amongst ourselves, but all y'all outside people best leave us alone. Cause we'll all stick together. You check that to the bank. That's the cowboys and your hippies and the rebels and the Yanks. Just go and put your hand on the Dallas Cowboy fan, and I think you're gonna finally understand. And you never did think that it ever would happen again. In the maybe good years, you never did think that we'd ever get together again. We dang show food, you're walking through private, but talking real loud again. Here in America, you never did think that it ever would happen again.
in America. That's the Charlie Daniels Band live from Billy Bob's, Texas. That's off his latest album. I'm Tom Lounges. You're in tune with Midwest Beat. And Charlie is my guest this evening. And Charlie, in addition to all the hits that you have recorded on this album that are from your own catalog, you surprised me by adding in Folsom Prison Blues by the late, great Johnny Cash. What was the impetus for you to include that classic Cash song in your set and to include it on this new live album?
Just playing a tribute to Johnny Cash, and it's a song, it's one of those songs, the first three notes on it, everybody knows what it is. You know, everybody knows, you down, and everybody knows what you're playing.
Yep.
And it's just a song, it's a fun song, people get into it, people clap their hands, they stand up, they, you know, it's one of those classic tunes, and Johnny was a classic guy. Johnny Cash was a bigger-than-life hero, musically and as a person. You know, I want him to be remembered.
Tonight, we would like to pay tribute to one of the greatest. Well, I hear that train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend. I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. Time keeps dragging on, and that old train keeps on rolling on down to San Antonio. Well, I bet there's rich folks eat and a fancy dining car, probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But all them people keep on moving, and that's what tortures me. Told my son, and you always be a good boy. Don't you ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Dallas just to watch him die. He's a Washington Redskins fan. With some blowing, I hang my head and cry. Prison, if that railroad train was mine, I better move it all just a little bit of further on down the line. I'm eating far from Folsom Prison. That's where I long to stay. And I just let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away. Yeah, I just let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
You're listening to Midwest Beat. I'm Tom Lounges, your host. My guest is Charlie Daniels, who's got a brand new album. Charlie Daniels Band live at Billy Bob's, Texas, and that cut was from it. Charlie, the energy level that I saw at your show at Joe's last October and that we hear captured on live at Billy Bob's is every bit as high as when I first saw and met you 36 years ago at the Chicago Uptown Theater in 79. I think it was the Million Miles or maybe Full Moon Tour. What is your secret? All the years have passed, but you can't tell by your performance.
It's the blessings of God to give me the health and the inspiration and the energy to do this. But another thing, I've got the best band I've ever had, and they like to do it. I mean, we all enjoy getting on stage and playing together. It is fun. It's, you know, it's challenging. I've got everybody in the band. Everybody's band plays really well. Everybody in the band plays better than I do, which is always inspirational to me to try to do better and better. I enjoy listening to these guys play. I like listening to their solos at night. I like to hear them when they do a vocal. I thoroughly enjoy playing with these guys. And when you hit it together and you do what you're doing and you do it so tight and so together, it is a fun and a very satisfying experience. So we're able to create that every night on stage. And, you know, it's just, it just, that's where energy comes from. Energy comes from everybody playing together, everybody being in the right attitude. You leave everything on the side of the stage, come on stage to play music for those people who have bought the tickets. So when you can do that, you can create energy.
The track Black Ice on this new album shows what a great lineup you have. And is there a lot of improvisation on that track from night to night?
Oh, gosh. Well, yeah. I mean, my thing is this. I don't tell my guys what to play. Whatever they want to put in their solos, they do it. There's some bands that want every note played to be exactly like the record. Now, you don't want to get so far off the beam with the regular arrangement that people don't recognize it. But when you get into the solo parts, you play what you want to. I want you to do that. I don't want you to play what I want you to play. I want you to show me your personality. Show me what you can do. Stretch out for me. Let me hear you. You know, and every night everybody's doing that. Yeah, there's improvisation on good gosh, just about everything we play except for the downright real essential parts of the arrangements to make the song recognizable.
We'll be right back.
Thank you.
You're listening to Midwest Beats. I'm Tom Lounge as your host, and that's a cut called Black Ice that showcases the amazing talent of the Charlie Daniels Band. That's featured on their latest album, The Charlie Daniels Band, live at Billy Bob's in Texas. Charlie Daniels is my guest this evening. Charlie?
Talking about bands, this marks the fourth anniversary since we lost Taz in a tragic car accident, and Shannon does a great job. As you mentioned, this is a great lineup, but Taz has been your right-hand man since 1969 when you guys started CDB. How hard was it for you personally to carry on losing him?
Well, it was, I don't know how to tell you, it was just like, I mean, we were together for 40 years, and one night he was there, and the next night he wasn't. I didn't even replace him for about 5 weeks. I always knew I was going to. I mean, I always knew I was going to put somebody back over behind the keyboards, but I didn't do it for about 5 weeks. We just played without a keyboard player. And I never auditioned but one person. When Shannon came out to audition, I felt that he had the chops, the talent, and the personality to come into this band. I didn't want him to be Taz. There was only one Taz. You can't tell him you play what he played. I don't want him to do that. I want him to play Shannon. Mm-hmm. You play the arrangements, and then the rest of the time you play Shannon. Don't try to be Taz. Don't try to do the same thing he did, because it's not going to work. And, you know, you just have to approach it that way. When you lose somebody and you have to refill their position, you know, you want to bring somebody in that's able to do it. But there's no sense in them trying to play like the person that's gone. They won't be themselves, and they won't be good at it. It'll put up, you know, just kind of a cramp on everything. So Shannon has done an excellent job. He's a good guy. He has a great personality. He gets along with everybody, and he is a very, very talented keyboard player.
Taz is still missed, but Shannon does an amazing job, and I think the fans have certainly embraced him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they like him.
Another longtime staple in CDB, Charlie Hayward on bass in 75's Knight Rider album. What's made Charlie such an important part of CDB that he is still there all these years later? What's the connection?
Charlie is part of the bottom of the band. He's part of the foundation. When you build a house, you got to have a foundation. Part Charlie's part of that foundation. The bass and drums. I mean, if you don't have bass and drums that work together and do it every night, you've got nothing. You know, you've got nothing at all. You can build a house on a bad foundation, it'll fall in. It's the same way with music. If you don't have that rhythm section foundation, you don't. You know, you're not gonna have anything. And Charlie and Pat work really well together. And Charlie's just part of the CDB sound. He helped originate the sound that we have. His bass playing is very much a part of it. He approaches it a lot of times a little different than what a lot of people do. And he's been with 40 years now.
Wow. Fan favorites, bestsellers include Million Mile Reflections, Full Moon, and Windows, of course. But bestsellers do not always constitute what the artist feels are their best work. And that said, what are some of your personal favorites from the CDB catalog? Ones that you might want fans to revisit and rediscover?
You know, there are some album cuts that I think were some of the highlights of the band's playing. You mentioned one of them, Black Ice. I think that there's songs like Carolina, I Remember You, that are special to me because they're, to some extent, autobiographical. And songs like Saddle Tramp and, you know, songs like Birmingham Blues and Bit of the Kid, and just songs that were never really on the, you know, played on the radio a lot or anything, but songs that I feel like were well-written and well-performed.
Although none of those are included on the new live album, we'll go back into the CDB catalog right now and blow the dust off the classic track, Billy the Kid. More with Charlie Daniels and more music off the new Live at Billy Bob's Texas album after this.
Southern part of Texas, east and west of El Paso, where the mighty Franklin Mountains guard the trail to Mexico. There's a new babe with a crying and a hearse a-rolling slow. I guess that devil's passed this way again.
There's a lantern sorrel stallion running through the Joshua trees, and a young man in the saddle with his coattails in the breeze. He's got a six gun on his right hip and a rifle at his knees, and he's dealing in a game that he can't win. Poor Billy Bonnie, you're only 21. That guy's got your name on every bullet in his gun. He's notch carved on your six gun, has a bloody tale to tell. You're a mile ahead of Garrett and a step outside of hell. Them fancy clothes you're wearing and the women in your bed can't take away the faces of the men that you've left dead. As you ride across the Badlands with a price upon your head, and now the wheel of fortune starts to turn. Your reputation groans till it's the biggest in the land, and there ain't a lot of people left who want to call your hand. And I guess you'll go down shooting, and like all brand new men, when you shake hands with the devil, you get burned. Poor Billy Bonnie, you're only 21, and Garrett's got your name on every bullet in his gun. Each notch carved on the six gun has a bloody tale to tell. You're a mile ahead of Garrett and a step outside of hell.
Taking it back to 1976 for that one, Billy the Kid off the High Lonesome album. It's a classic Charlie Daniels Band. My guest tonight is Charlie, and we've got a new album to showcase. We're going to get to another track from that in just a few minutes called Live at Billy Bob's Texas. It's a DVD and CD companion set. But before we get to another tune, Charlie, even though you've got a new project out now, it seems like every time we talk and you're promoting the latest project, you're already looking ahead and thinking of the next thing. What's in store for Charlie Daniels as we head into 2016 now that this album is done and out there?
I'm going in the studio the first of next month and do a cowboy album. It's not a whole band project. It's just acoustical stuff. It's like one of those front porch things. We have a bunch of guys sitting down on the front porch just playing them. I'll play some pretty obscure songs that a lot of people haven't heard before, but cowboy type tunes. Songs like Nighthawk and Goodnight Loving Trail, and a song Cass wrote, I thought it was the best song he ever wrote. It's called You Can't Beat the Damned Old Machine. Songs like that that people are not really familiar with. The same people that did the Billy Bob's album on a cowboy album, so we're going to give them one.
One song that I've never heard you perform, but is always a favorite of mine, is in 64 when you wrote for Elvis, It Hurts Me. And, of course, he did a great treatment of that. Have you ever recorded or performed that?
I've never recorded. I have performed it a few times. And I've thought about putting it in the show just because it's a novelty of writing an Elvis Presley song. But I never got around to it. But I may do that one of these days.
I'd sure love to hear that. I really would. Is there anything, Charlie, that we haven't touched on you'd like to let people know?
Tom, I think we've covered it pretty much, buddy.
Well, Charlie, we'll see you when you get back to Chicago then.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, it wouldn't be a Charlie Daniels show if we didn't include this one. It's his trademark song, The Devil Went Down to Georgia. This one recorded live, Billy Bob's Texas, and off the new CD-DVD companion pack. Thanks again to my good friend Charlie Daniels for joining us on Midwest Beat. Stay safe. Keep rocking. Adios.
When he came across this young man turning a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on the hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what, you probably didn't even know, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you care to take it there, I'll just make a bet with you. Now you play a pretty good fiddle, boy, but this give the devil is due. I bet this fiddle of gold will get your soul. This thing I'm better than you." "Boy," said, "my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin. I'm going to take that bet you're going to regret, because I'm the best that's ever been." Johnny crossed up your bow and played fiddle hard. Cross hell's rookies in Georgia and the devil gives you cards. If you win, you get the shiny fiddle made of gold. If you lose, the devil gets your soul. Of his case, he said, "I'll start just showing fire." Flew from his fingertips, he rolled up his bow. And he pulled his bow across the strings, it made evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in, and it sounded something like this. "Son, you flop down in that chair out there. I'll show you how this stuff's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. Tell us in the house and it rises the sun. Chicken to the rich man, picking out dough. Fanny, let your dog back, no shot, no." We'll be right back. day. He went and laid that golden fiddle down on the ground. And Johnny Spayon said, "Devil, you just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a gun, I'm the best that ever been." That mountain, 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 devil's in the house in the rising sun. Chicken in every pen to make an outdoor. Man, this is not no shine.
West Beat with Tom Lounges is made possible by Merivale's Broadway Glass and Customs, with banner printing and truck wrapping services to promote your business. More info at 219-88-GLASS or broadwayglass.net.